And so he's going to, anytime he goes to the Philippines, he buys stuff, he buys presents for his family and takes presents with him. And so he's got to do some shopping this weekend. I think he's going to Marshall's and Ross and some other place like that. I guess we should get Big Fatty to give him some. Is it Ross where he gets those bucks, Ross bucks or something? I can't remember. But anyway, I'm sure he has some bucks he could give to Mark so he can buy some extra crap to give to his family.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Is it Ross where he gets those bucks, Big Fatty's bucks or something?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3842 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of October, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, why didn't Daddy Ron say a little show? I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Hello, visitors. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're visitors today, because guess what? We've got a visitor here in the studio with us. Y'all, it's Daddy Ron. Ron, say hey to everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, you know, you're leaning into the microphone.
Leaning into the microphone.
Yes, microhoist will pick you up a little bit better. And Big Fatty, you're not leaning in. Well, that's because I have a big mouth. Big Fatty. anyway, y'all, we'll get to chitter-chatting with Ron here in a few minutes, but... First, I gotta tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, can we just skip that part and go directly to Daddy Ron? No. Everyone wants to hear how fabulous my day. Big Fatty, you are living in a strange new world. It's just because, you know, he hasn't started drinking yet, so he needs to be calmed down. Well, you know, we've made a conscious decision not to begin adult beveraging until after we recorded the little show. Is that right?
That's right. Shortly after we recorded.
Shortly. Y'all, he may end up getting up in the middle of this. Y'all, however, I do have my hot tea here. One moment, please. Oh, that's good. Y'all, it's the Maya lemon and the summer strawberry flavor. Do you like strawberries?
I do indeed.
I have a strawberry cobbler that Daniel Biba's mother made. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a delicious strawberry cobbler, but after you have the first bite, you'll have to have your left foot removed from the sugar by DTs. Uh-huh. But it is absolutely delicious. But y'all, let's just back it up. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, got back from dinner with Olive. You've met Olive.
I have indeed.
Yes, at the famous toastery, if I
That's
remember
correct.
Correctly.
Absolutely.
And y'all, it wasn't the Philly cheesesteak. I had a cheesesteak sandwich. I was given a lesson. I was given a lesson on the Philly. Y'all don't ever mention Philly cheesesteaks having peppers on it, because y'all, you'll get your ass chewed is what you'll get. But in a nice way, of course. But had the cheesesteak sandwich, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, the liquor with y'all, it's just a glass of ice and liquor, which is the way you like it, but no ice.
That's exactly. Don't hurt it.
Right. Came back home, and the nip dropped me off. Well, no, he didn't drop me off. I drove. Fatty. I dropped the nip off, came back home, and y'all just, it was just a nice quiet evening. I watched, the news and the Jeopardy, and, seems like I watched something else. What else would have been on Monday night? I probably watched, probably some God and Ramsey show or something. But, anyway, y'all, I was in bed by 9 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, you were up late. Well, up late, but, still, Mr. Cackle, you know, he's looking forward to the time change so he can be in bed at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon instead of 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon. But, anyway, enough said about that. Big Fatty, why are you still talking about it? Well, one moment, please. Got to open it up. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear anything about you opening anything up. Are you laughing at me?
No, I would never do that.
Oh, no. How dare you not laugh at me? but y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, you should have washed those sheets before Daddy Ron got here. It's true. But got up on hump day morning. And got the testimoniums from Ron. Everything is lovely, just lovely. And a few minutes later, oh, we are delayed 30 minutes. And but y'all, they, you know, as they do, they make it up in the air. They make the time up in the air. They put the pedal to the metal. Big Fatty didn't know the Aeroplanos had pedals. Do they?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Sticks.
Yeah, but they've got a stick. Oh, Big Fatty, playing with your stick. You know, Jay in the Orlando, he's a pilot. He could probably tell us if it has pedals. Big Fatty, like an organ, you know, you press the pedals and it gives you the... don't know where I was going with that. But... anyway, did the morning nipple walk, got back, got my share. Y'all laid down in the chamber for, oh, I don't know, it was about 10 minutes, and then we have landed, and y'all, so I was off to the Aeropuerto, which is Mexican for
Aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto, that's correct. And y'all, as I was, y'all got caught by the train. So I had to go around the long way, and which delayed me a little bit, which was fine. Because y'all, as I was pulling up to the cellular telephonic device parking area, I get, no, you called me.
Yeah.
I'm out front. I said, I'll be there in a few seconds. And y'all pulled right up. Got the valise, went into the back of Ruby Red, and we headed back here to the villa, and then after that, y'all, we had a little visit, then we were off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it, y'all. As a new one, okay, headed over to the Von's East. Ron in the front seat of Ruby Red with me. Y'all, I just bought shit is what I bought. Y'all, I got an onion. Big Fatty, I didn't know an onion was shit. Well, that's the only thing that wasn't shit. Y'all, the eggnog. The eggnog is in the Von's East, so I picked up a half gallon of it. Big Fatty. Ron has been enjoying these with me. Y'all, I picked up a bag of the orange slices, the jellied orange slices. Y'all, we feel like our grandmothers. Y'all, they also had the Snyder pretzel pieces, but y'all, it was a beer cheese flavor, so I got one of those. They're better the second time around than the first bite, of course. Maybe it's because you still had orange slices in your teeth. Well, probably. y'all, they had that good Jewel popcorn on sale, so I got a couple of boxes of that. Y'all picked up a lemon because I don't know if you know this or not, but Daddy Ron has a not a slice of lemon. He has a twist of lemon in his Kettle One. Y'all, they had the sourdough bread on sale, so I picked up a loaf of that. Y'all, they had the Campbell's soups, canned soups on sale, so I got a chicken and cream of chicken and herb, and I got a, where's the other one? A chicken gumbo. I hadn't had, yes, Big Betty, old people like soup. Move the show forward. Y'all picked up a bag of the French fried onions. Oh, Big Betty, I hear a green bean casserole in the making. Yep. Picked up a thing of cheese dip. They had the pineapple chunks on sale. Got some cubes of ham. We'll explain that in a few minutes. Picked up some canine pepper, organic canine pepper, because you know we're moving into cheese cookery season. It was buy one get one free. Y'all had to get a new little plastic salt and pepper shake. I was out of salt, so I got that. And y'all, they have the Rotel stuff on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all spent $44.23, but I saved $17.79. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, like I said, I bought crap. But Ron wanted to go to the Von's East also because, y'all, he has said that he is going to papaya supper for Friday at Fatty's. And, Ron, would you like to just give a rundown? I don't need to play recipe recommendation time right now, do I? Okay.
No.
Anyway, tell everybody what you got up your sleeve.
Well, we're going to have crab macaroni and cheese.
Oh, Big Fatty.
For almost everybody.
Right?
There may be a small table that's having less crab and just macaroni and cheese with an accompaniment of ham.
Yes, the cubed ham is for the children's table macaroni and cheese. So,
and we're also going to have a Caesar salad with homemade croutons.
Yes, y'all, he's bought some sort of, what is it called? The lard-looking stuff you said?
Oh, ghee.
Ghee.
Clarified butter.
Ghee. Why don't they just call it clarified butter? A Big Fatty, is it butter prepared by Aunt Clara? No, I don't know. Is it Aunt Ghee? Big Fatty, you silly. anyway, and so he bought all the ingredients for that. Y'all, it's very kind of him to do that. Y'all, I did see his receipt, and he had nothing that was on sale. But he did get the senior citizen's discount.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Although she apologized for giving it to me.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, she didn't apologize to you. No, she didn't. Y'all, we went for a little nipple walk around the inner circle. And y'all, so far, that pretty much has been our day. Yes, Big Fatty! So y'all, Haunt Daddy Ron is, Daddy Ron is, y'all, we've decided that this is going to be the new name.
The new name.
The new nickname. So,
aye.
Do what?
I said aye.
Aye. Big Fatty, is that anything like ye? What is that? Is that what the stuff is called? Is ye? No.
Ghee.
Ghee.
G-H-E-E.
Ghee. Yeah, Big Fatty, that ghee got fired by the Adidas shoe company. I don't know. Big Fatty, maybe he's making clarified butter now. I don't know. But anyway, Ron, you planned this trip for...
it's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah. Y'all, he flew the Southwest. Were you in boarding group A, B, or C?
A.
Oh, did you pay the extra $5 for that?
Yeah. I wish it was $5.
Oh.
It's actually $20 per way.
Oh.
And I was, out of 60, I was 52.
Oh, well, you right.
I know how to spend a $20 bill.
Right up there at the bottom. and Big Fatty. Anyway, And a good flight?
It was a good flight. Unfortunately, I sat in the front of the plane by the window, and a sumo wrestler decided that he was going to sit in the middle seat beside me. But aside from that, and snore.
What was he wearing? His yi or his gi? Isn't that what it's called?
I think so.
Big Fatty. It's just those people, and they don't wear much clothing, and they put clarified butter all over themselves, evidently. So but it was a quick flight.
Yes, it was. Hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, and you stayed at a motel at the Aerial Puerto last
the
night.
The Embassy Suites.
Oh, Embassy Suites. Did that come with the complimentary breakfast this
morning? It did come with the complimentary breakfast, although I didn't take advantage of it.
Oh, well, boy, you're regretting that now, because all he's had is a couple of orange slices and some of those beer cheese pretzel pieces since he's been here. Big Fanny, you're putting him on a starvation diet. Well, no, we're gonna go and we've discussed the temperature of the villa, and we've discussed Big Fanny's eating habits, and Ron has agreed to both. So anyway, yes. but anyway, so you're here until Saturday midday.
Yep.
And just coming down to clear your mind and
chill out.
Y'all, he's told me once, he's told me a million times that he's really looking forward to this visit.
Indeed.
And and I said, now you do remember that Granny will be here there's something up in the noggin going wrong, because he's looking forward to seeing Granny. I mean, I just can't imagine.
Looking forward to seeing the whole crew.
And it's just going to be a quickie trip. Y'all, he was originally coming on Tuesday, and evidently Big Fatty made a statement that, visitors and fish should not be around more than 3 days. So, y'all, he changed his flight. I don't want to be the smelly fish. I'm coming on Wednesday instead. So
don't want to wear out my welcome.
Well, you know you're always welcome here at the villa.
Thanks.
And anything else you want to talk about or tell everybody, or
just a shout out to everybody.
And and y'all, he'll be here for tomorrow's little show too. Y'all, it'll be the. Last show. No, it won't, because Monday is Gay Crema. Do you hand out the candies?
Of course.
What do you hand out like toothbrushes and things like that?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
I don't want to be the house that gets soaped and toilet paper.
Right. Do they even do that anymore? I don't know.
No.
Well, you probably get arrested. But have you gotten your candies yet?
Yes. What, Hershey. I live about 3 miles from Hershey, from the factory.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a sacrilege to get anything but Hershey candy.
So you're handing out
miniatures.
Oh, dear God, see, Big Fatty is a sacrilege. He's that close to the factory and can't give out the full-size bars. But he did buy the ingredients for the crab mac and cheese. It's true. So we'll give him a pass. Yes, Big Fatty. Ron will be here again tomorrow. And y'all, until then, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. You know, he's been a bachelor here lately, and y'all, he got one of those inflatable hot tubs. I don't know if you heard that or not. And Big Fatty's kind of like a baby pool, yes, and very much so. Anything to say?
Is it Ross where he gets those bucks? Big Fatty's bucks or something?
No, the Big Fatty's bucks are at the Kohl's. The old gal is the one that shops at the Ross.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.